We're in Simin Shin Samach Beis. We're up to Sif Hei. We'll be doing Hei through Zion. Sif Hei Bakol Osin Mechitza. You can make a mechitza out of any material. Bekalim. You can use vessels. Ukfo'o, saddles. Bein Shel Orev Levado, Kagon Shel Chavolim, or Shel Shesi Levado. The Shesi and Erev. Shesi is verticals and Erev is horizontals. Erev Levad means a mechitza made of strings that are parallel to one another, a toshir lovu, they're within three tefachim of one another, that's a mechitza. Or shesi, where you have reeds or poles in the ground that are vertical, and they're within three tefachim of one another. Kagon konim ne'utzim ba'ar, it's like reeds that are stuck into the ground. Umutarim at sasayim, that is good enough up until sasayim, afilu li'yochid be'yishuv, even for the individual in town. So what is this halacha? These two cases are cases of mechitza grua, and they are good. You're allowed to, as long as you don't have more than three tefachim between them, and this is all good at sasayim. Why does it say dafka at sasayim? Because if you use the mechitza grua, which is either a vertical, or meaning an upright, or a horizontal, in that case, we said a mechitza grua only works up until sasayim, but for more than sasayim, it does not work. And they must be within three tefachim of one another. Yeah, now what happens if it's more than sasayim, but you used kalim or ukaf? That's not a problem. The problem was only a mechitza grua. And you cannot have more than three tefachim between one string and the other if you're using chavolim, or between one kun and the other if you're using kunim. In the case of chavolim, there's one other thing, and that is that the lowest rope would have to be within three tefachim of the ground. Even if you're going to end up having 10 tefachim by way of lovud above that, but if you do not have the bottom three, if the three bottom three tefachim are open, then that would be called a mechitza tluya, a mechitza that goats can walk into, and that is not a kosher mechitza. Now, you're allowed to use kalim that you plan on taking away after Shabbos. They don't have to be there permanently. That's still good enough. In the case of a chavolim, how many strings do you need? So generally speaking, you need three, unless the chavolim are wide. In which case, if you have, generally speaking, you need four. But if they're wide and they add up to more than a tefach, then you can have three of them. It means you're always going to need them to be within three of one another. So if you have them within three of one another, but together they're wider than a tefach, that'll give you 10 tefachim. Otherwise, you'll need four strings. Yeah. Vafilu bebalei chayim. You're even allowed to use livestock. You're allowed to use animals for a mechitza. Ubavachi kfusim, as long as they're tied down so that they don't walk away. Even people that are standing next to another, so you have a shear, they're within the shear lovet of one another. Even though they're moving, they're considered a mechitza. And if you have the other walls, they would count as a wall to make a rishus hayachid. Vuhu shelo yedu shehu amdu l'shem mechitza. B'tnai that they do not know that they were put there for a mechitza. Vafilu echad mem yodea aser, if any one of them knows, it's aser. Vafilu im lohu diem shos mechitza ata. Now he didn't tell them he's making a mechitza. Then he's making a mechitza out of them. Im korev adover sheyedu, if they know what's going on, they know the score, they understand they're being used for it. Kagon, shosame mechitza pamachas, that in the past he's used them as a mechitza. Lo yaseme mechitza od. So the halacha is that you cannot use them for a mechitza anymore. It's got to be people that do not know that they're being used for a mechitza. Now a mechitza sanoshim is good for Shabbos. It's good for wherever you need a mechitza. Saying divrei Torah in a place that's unclean, you want to go make a wall to separate it. A mechitza sanoshim is good enough. Now why do they not have to know that you're using them as a mechitza? That's not Hilchas Mechitzas. That's because it is a zilzul to go create a Mechitza HaMateris on Shabbos by standing there. The Malacha of Bona would only apply if you're making a Mechitza a real wall. Whereas the Isser of Zilzul would apply so long as you know that you're making a mechitza, even though you're making it by standing there. So the halacha is that because of malacha, he cannot know what he's for. So say we have a case of a makam sheina naki, and you want to go and learn over there, so you're using a mechitza of people, they are allowed to know. If it's not Shabbos, they're allowed to know they're being used. That halacha has nothing to do with Hilchas Mechitza. It's the halacha of making a mechitza on Shabbos. Further, Sivvav. Imbo mitchila shalolodas, avol bishachakach hirgishu en lochush. They were totally innocent. And after a while, they realized, hey, we became a mechitza. That doesn't ruin it. Lamaisa, this is not Pasha. The Rashba argues on it. And the Ikar Adin is like the Rashba. Mishnah Berurah comes out that that is the Ikar Adin. That once they know about it, they should not be there as a mechitza. Siv Zayin. Yesh Misha Omer, shalo yamid odom osam odom shehu rotsa lishtamish mechitza zu. The one that puts them there should not be the person that that wants to use them for a mechitza. You should tell someone else to have them stand there. You need another person. Yeah. Hagah says the Rama, the in lasos mechitza shabnei adam rak b'shas atzorach. You should only do this if you really need it. And there's a real necessity for it. What happens if you forgot something in the Rishus HaRabim? You're going to lose it. Yosir odif laholich sham tinoka shiaviu adover below mechitza milasos mechitza shabnei adam shavienu gadol. If you have a choice between taking a child and having him carry it, or having an adult be somach on a mechitzas anoshim, you're better off having a child carry it. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that if the katan is doing it for his father, it's just as bad. It's the same daraisa. So you haven't really gained anything. So when is it mutter? It's got to be that he's not doing it for his father or any other Jew that he knows and is doing for that person specifically. Therefore, it would have to be that he thinks it's his. He thinks he found the Metziah. And then later you can break it to him, but it really belongs to me or somebody else. The other thing is that all of this is with a stranger. The father himself, if he sees the child doing malacha for anybody, he has to stop him. It's not only when he's doing it for the father. There's a chiyuv to stop the children from doing malacha.